The plan to get the property invest has been revealed. Negative gearing is what they're looking to close down. It's where you can technically lose money on an investment property due to your expenses, your mortgages, your repairs and so on. And they're larger than the income from the rent you receive. It'll raise, they think, about $150 million a year, from which heating and insulation grants will be handed out. The Labor leader, Andrew Little, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So it does target, though, and there is no denying this, the mum and dad investor, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't target them because they're not the biggest user of this particular tax device. It's actually the bigger property owners, the ones that have multiple properties, the 5, 6, 7, 8 residential dwelling owner, who are the biggest users of it, and they are the ones who this policy is really directed at.
Well, it does capture the mum and dad investor, doesn't it?
There will no doubt there will be some, which is why we've got a 5-year phase-in period. To those who have bought a property in the expectation of these rules being there, there'll be a bit of a phase-out. But for most of those mum and dad investors who have one property, they're long-term investors. They hold that property for a long time. It's their retirement scheme. And if they do use this sort of tax loophole, they do it for a short period of time because eventually the cost of the rent, the cost of the interest that they're paying on the mortgage goes down and the rent goes up and they're not making a loss anymore.
Do you worry that this is going to bite you, given it can look like the politics of envy?
No, because I think a lot more people are saying we've got to do something to level the playing field to make it easier for those first home buyers. They're the ones being shut out of the market, and it's wrong that the young couple trying to get their first home is up against the speculator that gets a tax advantage for doing so. And we've just got to have a better set of rules.
Which is interesting you should say that now, because the argument is the LDRs have done the business for you. In other words, you don't need the policy, because if that's your argument, the LDRs have fixed it.
Well, I'm not so sure, because we're still seeing property price increases that are way beyond what you'd expect in a stable, normal housing market. And you're still seeing the folks buying properties, flipping them, selling them very quickly. And they're the ones who get the tax advantage, who can do that, and for whom prices...
But when you say flip it, this isn't a flipping policy. Flipping's separate again. Flipping is you do get taxed if you flip.
Sure, but you're getting people in the market who are less constrained by price, and part of that is they get a tax advantage for doing so. So we've got to take away the unfair advantage that some have to make sure that those who are just trying to get their first home, something they can live in and create a home, can operate on a more level playing field.
I've got to say I was surprised at your $150 million figure. It's actually, in the grand scheme of things, not that high, which might indicate that there's not too much of this going on.
The value of the losses claimed each year is about $600 million. The tax benefit to those claiming them is about $150 million a year. And that $150 million, you can do something useful with that, which is why we said, well, we'll redirect that into something useful like insulation and heating for those houses that need it.
Is that means tested, that grant?
No, it's because too difficult. And actually what you do, you want to make sure every house is properly insulated, properly heated over time.
You're telling me I can come along to you and get a taxpayer-funded grant to heat my house now when I don't even begin to need it?
Well, if your house is already insulated and you've already got heating, no, you won't need it and you won't get it. This is for houses that don't have insulation.
Yeah, but if I had a house, in other words, not means testing something, you're giving it away to people who don't actually need it. They can afford it themselves.
No. Well, we know that there are a whole heap of houses. They tend to be ones occupied by people on lower to middle incomes, houses that aren't properly insulated, aren't properly heated, for whom this will make a big difference.
So and I can go out, but I can go out. I can go out this afternoon, buy a rental property, and you will help fund my insulation, even though I don't need it.
We want every house in New Zealand eventually to be properly insulated, properly heated, and you can't discriminate about that. You want all houses to meet a minimum standard. You're going to take time to do that, but you want every house to be in that situation.
You don't think you should have means tested that?
No, because I think most houses that are falling short at the moment are actually, there are not many houses in Remuera or Parnell who are affected. It's actually houses in the whole heap of other
places. Yeah, but there'll be rental houses that are falling short, and if the person is a multimillionaire who buys the rental house, suddenly you're giving him a couple of $1,000 to heat the thing up.
Yeah, it's the people living in the house you've got to think about too. So that's why you have good insulation and good heating in a house.
All right, appreciate your time. Andrew Little, the Labor Party with us, Labor Party leader with us this morning. Bill English on that. This policy does put a bit of pressure on the government, to the extent that if you're defending people who've got 12, 15, 18 different properties and they're negatively geared and they're claiming tax on that, the government defends that behaviour. So they're going to have to front up this morning and explain themselves a little bit.